Dude, I went and looked. I'm telling you, I went and looked at this guy's Facebook page. He literally impersonates Mr. Rogers. He's got his little fireplace going, and he comes in. Hi, boys and girls. He puts his little red sweater on. He sits down. Probably because he's a reprobate false prophet himself who cares only about one thing, money. Those who have attended an event and begun their lifelong pursuit of more come from every imaginable walk of life, every fathomable circumstance, and any other distinction. And other distinctions are neither qualifiers nor disqualifiers. I wonder what he means by other distinctions. Well, what other distinction I wonder he could be talking about? But doesn't have, you know, the guts to actually just come out and say it. He's talking about the homos, folks. And even expressed his love for these people over a real man of God. Not alongside a church, not outside of a church, against a church. But parachurch ministries are there to help, right? No, now they're attacking bona fide, legitimate, valid Bible churches, local New Testament churches. He's siding against them with the most vile, filthy, disgusting people there are on the face of this earth. Surely that will slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men, for they speak against thee wickedly. Look, and that's what these people do. These people that Richard Henderson loves, they speak against him, the Lord, wickedly. I can't even repeat some of the things that they say, some of the things that they paint on their signs for your children to read. And it's not the first time I've seen it. When they protested Faithful Word Baptist Church up in Tempe, that's the exact same thing that they did. And I went out there and I told those protesters, I said, thank you for coming down here and spewing all your filth and your vileness and showing us that you're exactly who we told our children you are. I hope there's some Baptist preachers, and not just New IFB, I hope there's some Baptist preachers that still have some hair in their legs in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that it sees what's going on at Steadfast Baptist Church in Hearst, Texas, and had the stones to get up and actually preach what the Word of God says. But you know what? I doubt they're few and far. They're better few and far between. I mean, I'm watching that video last night. I'm like having to calm down. I've got a paper bag out. And adrenaline's pumping. I'm ready to just, you know, I'm going on Facebook. I'm ready. I'm right now, you know, and I didn't send too much. How much love do you have for those that hate God? How much love do you have for those that speak against them wickedly? How much love do you have for those that rise up, that take his name in vain? How much love do you have for him, Brother Cummins? None! This is Richard Henderson's message to the protesters. He said, this is what I told them. He said, we don't agree with anything, but we love you guys. And then this, and then it all just comes out. Please don't burn down my building. We love you guys. Please don't spray the building with bullets. I mean, we love you guys. Please don't hurt the people at Steadfast Baptist Church. Please don't incite any violence to get Pastor Jonathan Shelley. Please don't harm these people. No, don't burn my building down. And this man that says he loves God and loves the Bible instantly sides with them. No, because what he really loves is money. Oh, Jack!